This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Questions about the investment policies at the Public School Employees Retirement System, or PSERS, resulted in an internal investigation that has now been completed. State Representative Frank Ryan of Lebanon County is a legislative member of the PSERS board. He serves as vice chairman of that board. He is here to explain the role of PSERS, what went wrong, and the steps taken to correct the problems. Frank, before we start talking about the specific problems that have confronted PSERS and some of the steps that have been taken to bring about some reform, tell us what PSERS stands for. What is it, and what is it supposed to do?
It's the Public School Employee Retirement System, and it's PSERS, and we pronounce it PSERS. And it manages the investment funds that are contributed by the teachers, by the school districts, by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And candidly, anyone who owns property is paying into this fund to provide for the retirement fund for the teachers and those workers who work in the public school system, to include support staff, superintendents, and things of that nature. And it's a pretty comprehensive plan. Right now, the assets are over $70 billion. And I'm the legislative member appointed by the Speaker of the House. And I've been on the PSERS board since June of 2019.
Can you give us an overview? There has been a lot of controversy involving PSERS about its investment policies, even about some of the folks who have been involved in making decisions relative to investments. Can you give us just an overview as to what the nature of the recent controversies have been?
First of all, the people at PSERS are really decent people. I've been working with them very actively. As I said, I'm the legislative member, but I'm additionally the vice chair of the board and the chair of the audit committee. And I have been spending a great deal of time as a result of working with predominantly the treasurer and the secretary of banking and some other members of the board at helping to restructure the portfolio. So some of the things I would tell you that are really important is the public school employee retirement system investment portfolio is pretty complicated. And that's neither negative or positive, but it's just pretty complicated. And because of that, what we wanted to do is see, as a board, if we could find a way to streamline it, reduce the costs annually of all the management fees and the fees paid to Wall Street and things of that nature, which we've done. But most recently, there was a controversy that came up where we had a shared risk calculation. And for many people, as soon as I use these kind of terms, their eyes start to glaze over. But I would ask people to bear with me because it's really important. If the pension fund didn't do as well as it should have based upon its targets, the legislation was passed a number of years ago, which said that they would increase the amount of fees that would be paid by a certain category of teachers, which is basically one half of 1% in this particular case. If the fund really outperformed the index, then there was the ability to reduce the amount of funds paid by that one group of teachers by as much as 50 basis points or one half 1%. And under some very isolated circumstances, if it was a disaster or a grand slam, it had the ability to do it by 0.75%. The risk shared calculation was calculated and we had to certify it. And myself and two other board members questioned whether or not a thorough enough audit had been done of that particular number because it was really close to the benchmark. So we questioned it and nothing happened for a little bit. The rate was certified, but then about 45 days later, it was determined that the rate was incorrect and that the three of us, in fact, had reason to be concerned about the rate that was certified. And it all of a sudden, it's called kicked in shared risk, which means we had to increase the amount of contribution from this category of employees, which is about 110,000 people. When all of that happened, then we convened an internal investigation that I was put in charge of as chair of the audit committee to determine what happened. Then shortly after the internal investigation got begun, the Department of Justice gave a subpoena asking for the information on this certain type of calculation it was done to determine what happened. They allowed us to complete our internal investigation that was done by an attorney, a group of attorneys, and they did a phenomenal job on it. So we completed that and provided that information to the Department of Justice. And what also happened is the Department of Justice also indicated they wanted to look at certain transactions that took place in Harrisburg. We released the report towards the end of January, and we made the entire report public. And as a result of that, that information then became available for people that people are now digesting and asking us a whole series of questions.
The end result of the report, Frank, was there was no finding of malintent or criminality, but simply a miscalculation?
Absolutely. In fact, the information has been presented now to the Department of Justice, who will have to make the final determination of what they want to do, is that we didn't identify, based upon the investigation was done and with the information we had available, we didn't find any evidence of any criminal intent. We found that it was candidly an error by one of the consultants that was used to help develop the shared risk calculation. However, and the same thing happened on the real estate side, we found that there was no evidence of any criminal aspects to the information whatsoever. And again, that's being presented to the Department of Justice. But I have to tell people, and one thing that's really important, we found an awful lot of areas where we have to improve our system of internal controls. And that's something that has been at the top of my list for the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. About 2 years ago, I was written a bill on governance, which allowed for a type of an audit of the internal control systems of the two pension systems, the CSRS system, which is the state employees retirement system, and the PSRS, public school employee retirement system. And what they would do is evaluate the system of internal controls to make sure this kind of stuff doesn't happen. And I was very proud to say that I was the author of that part of that legislation. And that's going into effect as we speak. Had that been in effect at the time that this rate was calculated, it wouldn't have happened. Additionally, the other thing that we're trying to do, and I've been working on diligently, as you know, is what's currently called House Bill 117, the Auditor General Fraud and Forensic Bill, which would give our Auditor General the ability to conduct some of these types of investigations themselves without us having to outsource it to other entities, which can be fairly expensive in the process. So we're still working actively through that. But we were very pleased to see that we've got a whole series of controls that we've already bought. In December of 2021, the board voted to streamline the portfolio, and we'll start to make that type of transition to make it a little bit less complicated. We start to reduce the management fees. And as I said, I really want to emphasize, we have a really good team of professionals at the system across the board who have been going through a tremendous amount of stress by this entire investigation that's taken place. If there's any one thing I would hope that the public would realize is we all have a vested interest in this. We should all want to make sure it's good returns, because 20% of all of your property tax bills on average in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania are used to pay unfunded school property taxes for the pension system. And so it's a big number. So you could basically say 20% of your property tax goes to pay somebody else's pension. And I think it's really incumbent upon everybody to make sure that we have tremendously tight controls in place to make sure that the funds are invested wisely, have an outstanding rate of return commensurate with the risk that we're taking, so we can reduce the expense and exposure to the taxpayer while at the same time protecting the annuitants of the system, which is the primary objective of the pension system, is to protect the annuitants.
We are talking with State Representative Frank Ryan. He is a board member of the Public School Employees Retirement System, talking about a recently completed investigation. And Frank, you mentioned how complicated this investment process is. And of course, you're talking about billions of dollars, so it's obviously complicated. It's made even more so by something called the ESG standards. What in the world does ESG stand for, and how do they affect the various investment decisions that the board must make?
ESG is a standard. It stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Standards. And it's been around for a while. And conceptually, when it got started, was designed to ensure that the organization was well enough run to make sure that you had traditional change of control type plans, continuity plans, transition plans when a CEO would leave, as an example with Microsoft. When Bill Gates left, did you have properly transitioned? When Steve Jobs was ill, Did they have a proper transition to make sure that the organization's not left in a lurch? And so ESG was a really sound concept about business governance. Unfortunately, lately, it's become morphed into a very serious woke social agenda. So let me give you an example. If a pension system anywhere, and this is not happening in Pennsylvania, but just conceptually, if it were to happen, and all of a sudden you had an investment in the apartment complexes and someone was not able to make their monthly rent, some people using ESG standards would say it would be wrong to evict anybody. And the problem with that is that you can't make an investment in something and then not collect the rent, or the taxpayers have to pay more and the annuitants get really hurt.
Again, we have been talking with State Representative Frank Ryan of Lebanon County. He serves as a member of the board, vice chairman of the board of the Public School Employees Retirement System. Frank, if we have listeners who would like to learn more, can you give us your legislative website so folks will know how to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. It's RepFrankRyan.com, and our email is fryan@pahousegop.com, and I'd love to hear from you.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.